What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our program, hour number two. And at least here in Santa Claus, Indiana, the rain has stopped for now. They're saying we'll get a little bit more later tonight, but it was really intense this morning. Of course, they had that tornado down in Dallas. They've got Tropical Storm Nestor in the Gulf area. They had that cyclone bomb in New England. So it's a rough time for the United States of America. And now, seismologists over at Caltech are concerned because they've detected movement in the Ridgecrest earthquake fault. This is the first time it's moved in over 500 years. And they did have a couple of quakes there, 6.4 and 7.1. And so now they're concerned that there may be a big one there. And realizing that trying to analyze earthquake risk without taking into account multi-faults was the wrong way to go about it. And I remember when they were discovering what were called the flat faults, the hidden faults, the ones that didn't intersect the surface, and they found out so many of those were actually underneath downtown Los Angeles. And I got to meet Dr. Richter when I was at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and it didn't really make the news, but he kind of moved his family out of California based on his research work. Okay, we talked about this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. Huawei is coming on out with its new smartphones, the Mate 30 and the Mate 30 Pro, and they're being launched without Google products. And the way Huawei did that is they didn't develop their own operating system. They simply used an open source version of Android. And so you can acquire applications, but you have to get them through Huawei's app gallery rather than through Google Play. I think Google made a really, really bad strategic mistake on that one. Okay, tomorrow the House of Representatives has scheduled to vote on what appears to be an unconstitutional copyright bill that carries with it life-altering penalties. What do we mean by that? Okay, the bill would slap a $30,000 fine on internet users who share a copyrighted work they don't own online. Now, supporters of the bill insist there's no problem because, well, $30,000 isn't that much money, which tells you what their perspective is. Apparently, they even laughed about it. They think it's all funny as all get out. I mean, half the country would struggle to deal with an emergency $400 expense. And at some point, somebody is going to have to legally clarify the difference between a copyrighted work and a derivative work. Because one of the areas where they want to go with this are people who will take, for example, a photograph, and they'll add a caption. Now, is that caption part of the original copywritten work? No, it isn't. It's a derivative work. And we used to have a policy in this country called fair use. Taking that one away here. All right, let's talk about Greta Thunberg. She's still out there wailing and gnashing her teeth and screaming about human-caused global warming and, you know, how she just seemed to come out of nowhere. And the corporate media are certainly treating it like, well, you know, she's just that popular. It is not so, because Greta is supported by this major machine controlled by international actors backed by a lot of money. This public relations machine has allowed Greta to make the covers of magazines, become the subject of thousands of news articles, while being photographed with world leaders and giving speeches at elite organizations such as the United Nations. And they're out there basically going after the youth market to try and instill fear, panic, and urgency. Don't think about what we're saying makes any sense. Just take our word for it, and you need to do what we tell you to do. Sunlight out there now. Cool. There has been a trend in motion pictures for a while now to try and bring social justice and feminism and transgenderism and all the rest of that stuff to established classic characters. And these films and TV shows have all been disasters. The feminized version of Ghostbusters stands there as a good example of that. But apparently, there's this new TV series, Batwoman. And it's this lady who is openly lesbian. She's a social justice warrior. She's out there in between hitting the bad guys. She's lecturing everybody on how they live their lives. The critics, of course, are saying, oh, this is wonderful. This is amazing. This is, you have to look at this. The viewers, on the other hand, completely unimpressed. Two episodes are out now, and the audience just isn't paying attention. So I think where Hollywood has gone wrong, and great that they've got the money to waste on this, is they've forgotten that people go to the movies and they watch TV to be entertained and diverted from the troubles of the world, not to be lectured at and indoctrinated. I mean, go back and look at the success of Busby Berkeley during the Depression of the 1930s. I mean, the movies are pure fluff. And that's all they were supposed to be. And people would watch, and for a little while, they didn't have to think about how terrible conditions were. Plus, the theaters gave away free dishes. They were air-conditioned. And they used to have all of this, it was called carnival glass. And it was a glass that had this multicolor coating around it. It came as ashtrays and bowls and whatnot. And every time you went to the movies, you got another piece of dishware. And my Aunt Mary had some of this. So, actress Ruby Rose, who identifies as gender fluid, she's already under attack by angry left-wing critics saying she's not gay enough. Isn't that her choice? Should that not be her choice how gay she wants to be? Have you noticed how the so-called tolerant left is actually very intolerant? All right, Netflix has announced they're going to start cracking down on users who share logins, and they're not exactly sure how they're going to do it, but they are now monitoring customers who let friends and family in different homes use their passwords. Come on, guys. Fair is fair. Buy your Netflix, you use your password, because if you don't, if you start sharing logins, you destroy their revenue stream, and there won't be any more Netflix. You ever think about it? Same argument we have with the content pirates. If you like an artist's work, pay for it. Because if you don't, the artist will go find something else to do. Like drive trucks. So for those of you who have Netflix who have been engaging in this practice, I am wagging my finger at you. The city of San Francisco is cutting their business ties with nearly half the states in the country because of their restrictive abortion laws. And as I mentioned last week, we've reached a point here where politics seems to be overriding every other consideration. That's like the former Soviet Union. Everything was political. It's a political decision. And we talked about this horrible typhoon they had in Japan that washed something like 2,000 of these bags of radioactive Fukushima waste into this river. It's been confirmed several are now open. So that's heading into the ocean as well. They're never going to be rid of that. They're never, ever, ever going to be rid of that. Over at the Vatican, they're in a cash crisis. Oh, those poor people over there with their little white robes and everything. These sex abuse scandals are driving away donations, not to mention the losses through the lawsuits. And the net loss to the Vatican is 44 million euros in a year. Well, clean up your act. Okay? Just clean up your act. Pardon me. Now, the global warming cultists, if you will, keep insisting that carbon dioxide slows down the rate of heat loss from the surface of the Earth like a blanket. NASA's already kind of dispelled this in one way. And scientists were studying this, saying that a carbon dioxide molecule retains or slows down heat loss at most a negligible 1/10,000th of a second. There's no detectable impact. Global warming people picked carbon dioxide because that could be blamed on you and they could guilt you out of money and obedience. The most powerful greenhouse gas in the atmosphere is water vapor, clouds. They're not going to trick you into paying a cloud tax. They needed something they could blame on human activity, and CO2 was it. Okay, let's see, where are we here? Phone lines, pardon me for the hiccups, just give me a second. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And over in the control room, David is saying, don't give them ideas about taxing clouds that are already taxing rain. Yeah, they are. By the time this mess is over, they're going to be taxing everything. They'll be taxing the air because they're desperate for your money, because they don't know how to make money. All government knows is how to take it away from other people and then spend it. Government has never been a profitable enterprise. They don't need to be. Okay, ranks of weakest links, lower rated debt issuers with a negative outlook has grown to the largest level since 2009, says S&P ex Central Bank. They're sleepwalking into another global financial crisis. Everybody is saying pretty much exactly the same thing. Alrighty, now for some reason over at NBC, National Broadcasting Corporation, they're really pushing this idea that we all should have microchips in our hand. We all need a microchip. Well, considering how poorly Windows 10 behaves, I don't think so. It's not going to happen. You know where they put chips, right? Livestock. Puppy dogs, the cattle, the horses, the livestock get chipped. Want to be treated like livestock? I don't. So, let's see. Still have fallout from the footage shot in Kentucky of a ammunition and explosive demonstration that was presented as, oh, these are the Turks slaughtering the Kurds after Trump abandoned them. Don't you just hate being lied to so much? I do. I really am. All right, let's take a phone call here. Thomas in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. Welcome back to the mainland, bro.
Thank you.
My suggestion is take a little bit of baking soda, put it in a short glass of water, drink it down, and don't burp in the microphone.
Well, I'm trying not to burp into the microphone. I don't know why, since moving to Indiana, I get the hiccups so much. And I used to be able to shut them off, and I can't do that anymore. So, you know, who knows what's going on. I'll talk to my doctor about finding a way to get around this.
Well, a home remedy that always works for me is a little baking soda and a little bit of water. Well, you know, a half a glass of water, put a little baking soda in it, drink it down, and you're going to let out a belch that you'll feel so relieved. I guarantee you.
Well, I'll give it a try. I've had people write in and say, try, you know, a spoonful of sugar, which is one that my mother used to use. But isn't it amazing, with all that science has accomplished, we still don't know what causes hiccups or how to cure them.
It's the diaphragm is not in sync with your breathing.
Okay.
But anyway, just give it a try. You know, do me a favor, and
I'll give it a
I like
try.
Your new digs.
I'll give it a-
I like your new digs
well.
There. You're looking good. You're looking healthy. But there's home remedies that will work, and I suggest you try them.
I will give them a try here, and once I'm into the once the office is done and I'm in there, you're going to like it a lot better. And I really thought I could get it done this weekend, but between the storms and Claire's fall down go boot, just wasn't able to do it. So it's probably going to be Wednesday before I can get back in there.
Well, if I mean, you know, if you want to go to the doctor, fine. But if you want to try the home remedy, fine too. But I suggest you stay away from the microphone once you do what I suggest, because you're going to let out some
okay.
big gas. Okay? Keep on keeping on, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Well, you need to understand, one of the reasons that we did move specifically to here in Indiana is to be close to family, two of who are medical professionals. So we're getting the attention, you know, we need to have. Now, I'm not a hypochondriac, but one of the reasons we decided to leave Hawaii was when Claire suffered her back fracture 2 years ago, and it was literally 90 days before we get her into Straub to find out just what the heck had happened. And she's still recovering from that. She'll be living with that for the rest of her life. But we have, you know, these family members, and they take care of us. They take care of Claire mostly here. All right, out in California, once again, they're on the edge of financial ruin, spending billions of dollars on illegal immigrants, spending billions of dollars on pork barrel projects. What's the solution? Well, we just raise taxes on the people. The people are working for like minimum wage here right now. Well, raise the tax rates anyway. That's going to be the attitude from here on out. I can guarantee it. They don't care how poor you are, as long as they get what they want, which is more of your money to spend on their liberal utopia. All right, somebody posted a flashback story reminding us all that the United Nations is saying that two of the polio cases in Mozambique were caused by the virus from the vaccine. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a lot of people are asking, is Hillary Clinton going to step into the Democratic race for next year or not? I tend to think yes. To me, the signs are obvious. She's out there keeping herself in the public eye. But there's an article over at Government Slaves asking if the Democratic Party is on suicide watch. And they're talking about this issue that erupted last week when Hillary came on out and declared Tulsi Gabbard to be a Russian asset. It, of course, that's the same big lie they were pushing with the Mueller report to begin with, which went nowhere. So, Tulsi stood up to her, and I love this little quote. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, you, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain. From the day I announced my candidacy, there's been a concerted campaign to destroy my reputation. We wondered who was behind it and why. Now we know it was always you through your proxies. Pretty strong words, which I agree with, by the way. Back to when I heard Queen of Warmongers embodiment of corruption, personification of the rot, the first thing that crossed my mind is, don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel. So the article goes on to say, the skirmish does raise the question, is the Democratic Party so sick and rotted that it's seriously considering Hillary Clinton as the 2020 nominee? And the Democrats have been on suicide watch ever since the Mueller report blew up in their face. But yeah, I think they're going to. They don't have anybody else. They really don't. They're not going to let Tulsi get near that nomination. Because she's anti-war. The military-industrial complex hates her. Just absolutely hates her. I'm sure they've got her face on dartboards in these Pentagon offices. Biden is self-destructing. Warren's not going to get past that Pocahontas scandal. Plus, there's that pregnancy story. So, yeah, I do think, in point of fact, Hillary will be the Democratic nominee next year, probably through a brokered convention. So, anyway. Okay. The future of fake news in the digital matrix. This is an article from Truth Stream Media. And it raises a very unpleasant possibility. If you'll excuse me for just a second. This is Michael. This is he. Okay, I'm doing talk radio right now. Can we cut to the chase? All right, well, thank you very much, and I'll get back to you, okay? All right, sorry about that. So, everybody screams fake media. Everybody screams fake media at the corporate media, which is fake. They're screaming it at us at places like whatreallyhappened.com and RBN. Because they don't like having the truth told about them. Problem is the government and the corporate media have got the money and the power. And what are they going to do? Well, it's like that new law that's going to charge you $30,000 for using a copyright picture. They're trying to basically drive us out of business. What they did to Jim Fetzer, and you know, I'll be honest, Fetzer should have been a little bit more careful with what he was claiming in his book, because he did commit these actionable statements. Now, that's a red warning for everybody involved in independent media. John Stadmiller, yours truly. We have to be more professional about the news than the news professionals. Or we're going to be in big trouble. We're going to get sued out of because they want us to go away. They want to find a way to make us all go away so they can go back to that happy time of the 1950s and 1960s when you had the government would make a proclamation about the Cold War. Media would repeat it. Americans would believe it. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Jane Fonda has been arrested yet again, taking part in some less than cordial public relations climate change protests. And I can remember when she was just Jane Fonda and she wasn't caught up in all this stuff. But it seems like it's almost become a rite of passage in Hollywood. If you want a career in Hollywood, you know, you're going to toe the liberal political line. You know, otherwise, you can go and do crime reenactment shows or something somewhere else here. All righty. We talked about the latest outbreak of polio in Syria was caused by the polio vaccine. Isn't that wonderful? There's an article on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com showing the current effectiveness of the flu vaccine, and it's not very good. It averages at 29%, less than one-third. And for kids, it's 6%. They just keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and selling it, because it makes money. And as long as it's making money, everything's going to be fine here. Anyway, the Ukrainian who raised money for Adam Schiff's campaign has, as apparently a reward, received rich defense contracts. Money, 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 money. Apparently over at Teen Vogue magazine, they've come up with this idea that we need to think beyond the incorrect idea that periods are just for women and they want tampon machines provided in the men's bathroom. Another great idea that's going to go absolutely nowhere and be a terrible waste of money. We really are going crazy in this country. We really, really are. Apparently, for some reason, there's a soap dish shortage in this country. Kind of weird. So, all righty. Article coming out of, I don't know exactly where it came out of, but it's sounding the usual warnings about theme camp activation and Investment Watch blog. Mass detention, slave labor, martial law. Can't rule it out. Cannot rule it out. Sort of makes you... Whether it's the civic unrest around the globe or just the craziness in this country, what's going on? Is it something in the food? Is it something in the medications? I've never seen it this bad. I've been around for a while. People are wondering if China is going to be able to help drag the global economy out of the coming recession, because they did it back in 2008. All right, let's see. We talked about the blackouts. We talked about Tulsi Gabbard. I'm starting to like Tulsi Gabbard again, if for no other reason than she stood up to Hillary Clinton. And let's be very honest. Hillary Clinton's attack on Tulsi, she's a Russian asset. It's pretty lame. Pretty weak. So... Apparently over at Louis Vuitton, their artistic director has branded Donald Trump a joke and rejects any association with him after the president visited the designer's brand new factory in Texas. It's a real slap in the face. People are still talking about the fact that Hillary Clinton basically copied Trump's letter to Erdogan and turned it into a satire, because apparently somebody in late night TV had already done that. And so she's being mocked all over social media. Can you not come up with an original idea? So, alrighty, we talked about Netflix. We talked about Jeff Epstein and Prince Andrew. And I don't know, maybe, I'm sure there are people who want to live like that. Oodles of money, oodles of girls, the jet set life. And you don't know how fleeting all of that can be. Because I was doing pretty well during my first marriage. Now my ex-wife is doing very well. Very, very well. All right, we talked about that. This is a good one. Speaking of the Vatican, apparently they had these pagan Amazonian statues that were used by Pope Francis in this controversial Vatican ceremony. They have now been removed from the church and simply thrown into the Tiber River. Here's another article about Hillary Clinton. this one from Aletho News. It's titled "Ms. Pumpkinhead for President: A Nightmare," and it starts out basically saying, "I had a nightmare about trying to carve a pumpkin for Halloween, and it kept slithering around, and all of a sudden I realized that it was Hillary, and she was cackling at me." But yeah, Hillary, I am disappointed in Donald Trump. I've made that very, very clear. I'm still glad he won in 2016 because life under Hillary Clinton would have been a lot worse. Be having liberalism shoved up our nose, down our throats, in our ears. Uber has laid off hundreds of employees in its third round of cuts this year. And apparently, David Ripley is over there in San Francisco. There's new details about Planned Parenthood's trafficking. Apparently, Planned Parenthood clinics are selling the scalps, freshly killed babies for profit, and companies are buying the scalps to test products for treating baldness. How wonderful. Okay, apparently, more bad economic signs. U.S. equity outperformance may be running out of steam. Zero low interest rates, lackluster organic growth. Terrible. Excuse me a second. So, there's another article here where Barbara Streisand is catching some heat over at Western Journal. And she tweeted out this cartoon of Donald Trump impaled to death under Nancy Pelosi's notoriously spiky high heels. And like I said earlier, it's like these people have been changed. Because I got to work with Babs once. She was a sweetheart. You have to look at her now and say, what's gone wrong with you? Talked about the Army's new cannon. Apparently, Schiff has been hit with yet another Oh, we've got a caller on the line. Bart in Indiana. Aloha, Bart. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Folk all over Indiana, and I'd like to ask you, what county are you in right now?
Spencer.
Spencer County?
Yep.
Hmm. All right, well, I've got some friends that would, you know, they'd live about a half an hour from you. Is it all right if I have them?
Yeah.
Spencer.
Well, you know, after we get settled in and I got my office up and running and I get caught up on all the paperwork I've got backlogged, you know, we're going to try and set something up where I can go on out and just actually meet a lot of the show's supporters in person and, you know, hoist a few and have a good time.
That sounds good. And what would we, Jameson, the Irish whiskey, or what's your pleasure?
Well, since I'm the designated driver for the family, it wouldn't be much for me. I do my drinking around the household. So I guess it would be, you know, whatever everybody's pleasure is, and drink responsibly and drive safely.
Well, why not just, you know, get an Uber driver?
Well, if you can find one. Actually, I've already discovered, at least where we live, there's no taxi service.
Oh, yeah. Do you know a lot about Indianapolis, Indiana?
Haven't been up there yet. I certainly would like to go. I wouldn't mind seeing the Indy 500 live and in person for once in my life. But as you know, we're down in the southwest of the state. I mean, all kinds of fascinating geology around here, caverns and caves and all that kind of stuff. And I gave my stereo microscope away today to this nephew who's just showing this incredible aptitude for science. And I gave him literally a piece of fossil coral I found in the driveway.
Yeah. You know, my mind just flashed back to Carlsbad caves.
Oh, yes, I remember those.
Instead of all these cruises to Alaska or to the Bahamas or, you know, the cruises, we should just take a camping trip to the Carlsbad caves.
They are magnificent, and unfortunately, I was there just after they tore out the pipe organ that they'd put in there, which, if you really think about it, was probably not the greatest idea because of inducing vibration and weakness in the walls. But there are a lot of caves out there that have pipe organs, and the obviously the echo and the reverb is just amazing.
I know it is. It's stalagmite and stalactite. That's, you know, that's almost like centrifugal and centrifugal. That's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we look for fossils, we look for geodes, and, you know, I've got three geodes here. The next time the kids are over, we're going to smash those open and see if there's anything interesting in there.
I know. I'm trying to figure it out because I can't even get a handle on this word node. What is a node?
Well, it depends on the context. I mean, software exists with nodes. So do rocks. In this case, we're talking about a geode. And
wait a minute. Well, I missed crystals. It. Did you say a geode node? Or did I miss something?
No, I said geode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe
okay.
They were right. Oh, is it okay with you? May I let you
is
go
Is what
now?
Okay? Yeah.
If I may let you go now?
We're going to let you go.
Apparently,
thanks an awful lot
we have
for
a
the phone call, Bart. What can I say? There's a man who loves his Irish whiskey. All right. So, Steve Bannon is now out there predicting that Trump will be impeached within 6 weeks. Because Nancy Pelosi is very focused. Bannon is warning that Hillary Clinton and Mike Bloomberg are going to replace the other weak Democratic challengers. And I'm afraid he's correct on that second one, at least. Man is already out there saying that if a vote to remove Trump does get to the Senate, that he may vote to remove him. And we are hearing from Fox News that as 20% of the Republicans currently in the Senate might vote to remove. All right, over there's this high school girls' soccer team, and they're in trouble for unsportsmanlike conduct because they whipped off their jerseys to reveal equal pay shirts, and they're trying to turn this into an issue. And here's where the problem lies, okay? The girls' sports don't draw the audience. The men's sports do. The revenue stream just isn't there. And what we have here are a bunch of women feel they should be given equal pay just because they're women. Now, I'm a great believer in equal pay for equal work, equal pay for equal delivery of whatever it is you're supposed to deliver. But if you're not doing the job, if you're not producing the results, no, you're not entitled to equal pay. Okay, talked about the 600 violations in the Clinton email scandal, and nobody has been arrested or indicted yet. That's almost a little scary here. Talked about the tornado in Dallas. It hit without any warning, and despite the movie Twister, there really is no way to predict them. I mean, you know the kind of clouds that are going to drop a tornado, but you don't know when it's going to happen. So 111 mile per hour winds. They're still searching for potential survivors. Okay. Apparently Pelosi and Schiff took a trip over the weekend, first to Jordan, then to Afghanistan. And it looks like they're trying to undermine President Trump with shadow diplomacy, which, by the way, is a violation of the Logan Act. Okay, we should be getting some music. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I
want to
be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently Elizabeth Warren is out there making the statement that cutting aid to Israel is on the table. Now, either she just committed political suicide, or she's already gone around to AIPAC and ADL and say, just ignore what I'm saying. I'm only saying it because this is what the American voters want to hear. You know, we'll keep the money flowing. you know, we'll keep buying the bombs and everything like that. Rush Limbaugh was on the Hannity program warning against the radical left, saying we're at a tipping point. And on this, I agree with him. The radical left, the liberals, are destabilizing our society. So apparently, remember Valerie Plame, former CIA agent, was outed. She's running for Congress in liberal New Mexico district. And even the Washington Post is saying she's already misrepresenting her past. Okay, let's take another phone call from Ralph in Louisville. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I'm glad that you made the move successfully to Indiana. I had my daughter, she married a boy in Evansville, so I traveled that route. I passed you on 64 to Evansville quite often.
Yeah.
And I think about you and your move of Santa Claus, Indiana. But I've had to look around and kind of explore Indiana myself, and I just wanted to give you a few little places to look at while you're riding around, just you know, tooling around on maybe on a weekend or something.
Okay.
Well, there's a place called Vincennes, Indiana, and it's got a place called Gasoff, the Amish Village restaurant.
Yes.
Really good.
Yes.
To eat at.
Yeah.
I'll
admit I cheated. I went on out and I bought a tourist map, you know, and there's this, religious order just over here, that brews beer, and there are all these caverns and everything. And there's the original Santa Claus, Indiana, which was bought up and turned into a museum, to make way for the newer incarnation. We're going to be visiting that. But Claire and I definitely were looking forward to visiting Amish country.
And then there's a Rip Skelton museum there, and they have a military museum and a monument there of Lewis Clark. And another place you need to go to is called the Log House. It was built in 1825. It's the oldest stagecoach and restaurant in Indiana. And it's just north of Evansville. And you can go, and you and Claire, and like I say, you sit down and they have just chicken, and they just bring out just bowls of all vegetables and gravy and all the extras. It's just really a nice sit down. And if you and Claire ever go to with Evansville, which is not that far away, there's a place called Cleaver's, and it has just great breakfast. You and Claire could actually get
Okay, Ralph, I need to put you on hold. Yeah. Ralph, I got to put you on hold. We've got to take a break for station identification. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.